This goes to Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-588-5052. Regarding Dennis, last name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth, March 17th, 1953. Dear Mrs. Carstensen, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kelly with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, renal artery stenosis with prior angioplasty on the and stent on the left side, diabetic nephropathy, and recent GI bleeding with anemia. He actually developed anemia in after Thanksgiving of last year and has had multiple tests, including CAT scan of the chest with, and abdomen and pelvis with contrast. That was done 116 of 24, trying to find the source of the bleeding. He's had colonoscopies, EGDs, and he was admitted to Midland Hospital from 2-5 of 24 through 2-8 of 24 with upper GI bleeding and anemia. He did receive 2 units of packed red blood cells and also has received some IV iron. Although the hemoglobin continues to drop, he does see Dr. Sahai because of this anemia, and he's scheduled to have a PET scan with nucleated PET scan, he states, on Wednesday this week, and that will be in Elma to try to determine if there's any malignancy causing this anemia. He's feeling better today, and would like to review his renal labs that were done 3/20 of 24. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no visible blood in the stool, he reports, no diarrhea, urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has lost 7 pounds since his last visit on October 2nd of 2023 with us. He states that he's eating, his eating habits are not changed, though, and no edema. And no claudication symptoms. Medications, new medications are Jardiance, 10 milligram daily, Carafate. He was on 1 gram 4 times a day and now has been decreased to 1 gram twice a day. He's on Protonix, 40 milligram daily. His Crestor was increased from 10 milligram daily to 40 milligram daily. He's on Lyrica, Metformin, Zetia, Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 125 once a day, Metoprolol, Synthroid, Gemfibrozil, and Plavix, 75 milligram daily. He does not take any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight is 200 pounds. Pulse 60 and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable masses, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/20 of 2024. Creatinine is 1.56 with estimated GFR of 47. Albumin 4.1. Calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus was 3.8, hemoglobin had dropped from 11, our previous level of 11 down to 7.4, and it has been lower than that. Platelets are 131,000, white count is normal. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, history of renal artery stenosis. 3, diabetic nephropathy that's currently stable. We want him to have lab studies done every 3 months. And anemia with GI bleeding. The patient will continue with his workup through Dr. Sahai, having his PET scan with a nucleated PET scan on Wednesday this week. And Dr. Sahai has been managing his anemia. We will check an aluminum level with his next lab also because of the exposure to the caraphate. Renal function is good enough that it probably won't create an increase in aluminum in the body at this time, but we will check. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 weeks. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.